This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. To West Texas now, which has been rocked by multiple near-record earthquakes in the last few weeks. They're centered in the West Texas oil patch, but people have reported feeling them hours away in big cities. Oil field quakes have been on the rise in Texas, and state regulators say they're trying to tackle the problem. Marfa Public Radio's Travis Bubenik has the story from the oil field town of Orla.
That is basically the sound of Orla. Big rigs barreling up and down the highway, hauling everything from oil and gas to water and sand. This is one of the most active parts of the Permian Basin oil patch. It's where a lot of the drilling activity has been centered in recent years. And it's also lately been a hotbed of earthquakes.
All right, thank you.
A man checks into the Armadillo Hotel in Orla, a dusty lot with rows of trailers where roughnecks sleep between shifts. Angela Sajuntas has worked here a year and says last month's big quake was the first she's noticed. It was centered just a few miles away.
I was more shocked. I was like, I didn't think we can get them here. And so then I had my coworkers tell me like, oh yeah, you'll get used to it. Like, you'll feel it.
This region's seen a flurry of smaller quakes over the past few years that don't always noticeably shake the ground. Robert Skomel, a seismicity expert with the U.S. Geological Survey, has studied the quakes.
2017, 2018 is when things started really ramping up exponentially.
Skomel's research has shown the vast majority of these quakes have been triggered by oil companies pumping wastewater from the drilling process into the ground. He explains how exactly it happens.
The activities are not shaking the ground. It's more changing the stresses that are acting on these faults. And those stresses, in turn, cause these faults to slip, which then cause the shaking.
Analyst firm Rystad Energy says this year alone, in the county where last month's big one happened, companies have pumped more than 49 billion gallons of wastewater into the ground.
It's an insane amount of water.
Rystad's Ryan Hassler notes that oilfield quakes aren't new. They broke out in Oklahoma at the dawn of the fracking boom, again later in North Texas. But these days in West Texas, he says, there's just a lot more wastewater that comes along with oil drilling.
You're talking about anywhere between kind of a 3-to-1 to 6-to-1 barrel of water to barrel of oil recovery in these wells. The wells have gotten a lot bigger. And so with that, we're seeing more production, but we're also seeing a lot more water production.
The response from regulators at the Texas Railroad Commission, which oversees fossil fuels, not railroads, is notably different now, too. When scientists noted the link between quakes and oil and gas less than a decade ago, regulators were initially skeptical. They've since embraced the science and even acknowledged themselves that there's a link between industry and earthquakes. Todd Staples is with the trade group Texas Oil and Gas Association.
The Railroad Commission has been significantly aggressive in curtailing activity and has led to serious financial consequences for operators in the area.
Regulators are still investigating the recent near-record quakes. In some parts of West Texas, they've shut down wastewater disposal sites. But around Orla, near the big one in November, they're mostly relying on promises and plans developed by the oil companies themselves. Staples says the industry knows more shutdowns could happen if the quakes don't slow down. But critics say officials could be more aggressive now. Virginia Palacios heads up Commission Shift, a sort of watchdog group focused on the Railroad Commission.
I think it shows that the commission is really reliant on the industry to police itself.
Regulators have outlined goals for reducing earthquakes within the next 2 years. Angela Sajuntas at the Orla Hotel says she's not too worried about the quakes.
But it's like also concerning because you don't know what else can happen.
For now, earthquakes are just a fact of life in the oil patch. In West Texas, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.